Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spotify Green Room. It's the live audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. Talk to other fans, athletes, insiders, and who else? Who knows who else in real time? You can react to the breaking news, rumors, the game itself. I mean, have a watch party with some of your buds or other fans. Maybe some people you may never meet. I mean, you may, maybe other Pitt fans across, you know, you talk to on Twitter and whatnot. And the thing is, it's almost like audio version of Twitter, except for, you know, you're not dealing with the trolls and whatnot. And who knows who may drop by on these things, you know? I mean, your watch party, who knows? Maybe Bruce Springsteen's a Pitt fan. Maybe he'll show up to the watch party. You don't know. You never know. All you guys got to do is just go to the iOS App Store or just go to the Google Play Store. Download it, it's free. Link your Twitter and just, you know, find a group to join. And of course, you know, get yourself prepared because you're going to need, you know, your takes, whether they're spicy or ridiculous, dumb, stupid, whatever. Just go in, check it out. Oh, boo. Who's cheering that crap? Oh, here we go. This is much better now. Oh, hell yeah. I could watch this all day, guys. But let's get Eve 6 off. Let's get the Pitt highlights off. Welcome to a Pitt Panther Rant, another Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host. Brought to you by the sports drink. Happy Tuesday to you guys. And so, I mean, I would have said Victory Monday, but whatever. I mean, it's a bye week. Pitt closes out part of the season at 4-1. Would love to have 5-0, but... You know, when you go anywhere with Pitt, you're gonna have a few bumps and bruises along the way. That's just, you know, whether mentally, emotionally, hopefully not physically. I mean, hopefully you guys aren't punching walls or, you know, tearing your hair out or whatever. I mean, if you do, I understand. I totally get it. But I mean, this was a, you know, 11 a.m. kickoff for me. I mean, it's a noon for you guys, and it was an awesome afternoon. I mean. Kenny fucking Pickett, man. He just, I can just watch his highlights, you know. And it's nice to see that he's getting a lot of recognition this week. I mean, I saw Matt Leinhardt giving him some Heisman props. I mean, Heisman Trophy winner giving props to Kenny Pickett's awesome. The crazy part about Kenny is he's only like 23 years old. I thought he was older than that. 23 years old for like a 6-year senior isn't, well, I think he's fifth year, but still, it's, you know, it's not bad at all. I mean, it's not like he's Chris Winkie where he's 28, 29 years old and playing. But we always make jokes about how long Kenny's been here, but this year he just seems like, I mean, I don't think it's so much because he's been here next year, you know, for so long. I think his game has just gotten a lot better, especially in this past year. It's gotten a lot better. I mean, he's just seen the field a lot better. I mean, like I said last week, I thought Pitt would win this game. Possibly, well, I said if they win this game, it's probably going to be a 24-7 type of win. If they lose to Georgia Tech, it's going to be probably a shootout. But you know what? It seems like this game was more of a shootout, and Pitt won it. Well, it was kind of more of a rout because the game was pretty much over. You know, at the end of the half, although Pitt was up 42-14, the way Pitt's defense plays, a 42-14 lead feels like a 28-14 lead, or a 2-goal lead in hockey for the most part, where you're up 2 goals and they score to get the momentum, and then all of a sudden you have to worry about them tying. If they do tie, you're either in overtime or you're just screwed either way because they got all the momentum and they're playing a lot harder. And that's how this felt like. I mean, for the most part. And luckily they only got one touchdown in the second half. I mean, Jeff's number wise, Jeff Sims did pretty well. I mean, he was 24-33, 350 in the arms, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. But Pitt snuffed out a lot of their plays. Basically, they did do some RPOs, and Pitt was able to snuff them out with blitzes. And, you know, there were some plays that Pitt did see that they were able to read. I mean, John Petterson's pick, I mean, I think that was a tip, actually, if I'm not mistaken. And I have to rewatch it and see, but it just felt like one of the plays... And what the hell is this? All right, let's take this off because I'm not sure what this is all about. And for some... And somehow there's some highlights playing. I have no idea how or why. We're having technical difficulties here. Okay, I guess we're... I have no idea where this is playing from. All right, wait a minute. I think it's gone. Maybe it's this. I don't know. Oh, here it is. All right, so... Yeah, it just seemed like Pitt was... You know, especially on defense, they were reading a lot of plays, although the coverage wasn't... You know, the pass defense is still going to be suspect no matter what. But I'm just happy they got out with a victory. I mean, they did get pressure on Jeff Sims. I didn't think Jeff Sims would have the game that like he had against North Carolina. I thought Pitt would. I thought he would struggle a little bit. I think Pitt would get to him. I thought Kenny would have a better game than what Sam Howell did against Georgia Tech. Watching that game, it seemed like Sam Howell was holding on to the ball too much, and it seemed like he was trying to look for that big play rather than get rid of the ball. Whereas Kenny, you know, he's got a whole bunch of receivers to throw to, and he gets the ball quicker. He knows where his coverage is. You know, it's like he knows exactly who's going to be open right away, who to get the ball to. And Kenny was 23-36, 309 yards, over 10 yards of completion, 93.7 QB rating. Out of the running game, 41 carries, 181 yards total. 21 of those came from Kenny Pickett, but Izzy Abakanada, 15 carries, 60 yards. I mean, that's 4 yards to carry. Pretty, not too bad. He had 2 touchdowns. And that was another good thing. I mean, Pitt was able to get, when they got to the goal line, stuff like that, they were able to get the ball up to one of their backs, and it was Izzy. He scored. That was nice to see. Vincent Davis, 13 carries, 50 yards. I mean, that's not too shabby. Rodney Hammond Jr., 6 carries, 48 yards. So on the running game, you can't really complain about, you know, there's actually nothing to complain about from this game at all. I mean, defense will always have you nervous, but, they did enough for us to win the game. Taysom Mack, 5 catches, 121 yards. Jordan Addison, 6 for 117. And for some reason, my box score just disappeared. What the hell? Oh, here it is right here. In fact, let me see here. Is there anybody on my thing right now? No. Let's do this real quick. Yeah, let's stop this. There we go. Lucas Kroll, 2 catches, 45 yards. Gamba Thermal, 2 catches, 22 yards. Shockey Jockey, 1 catch, 21. Daniel Carter had one catch for 2 yards for a touchdown. You knew what this day was going to be like when Daniel Carter catches the football. You know, he gets a touchdown. Brandon Hill, 9 total tackles, 2 solo. Savosia Dennis, 8 tackles, 6 solo. He had a sack, 2.5 tackles for loss. I mean, Petrushin, he had 5 total tackles, 2 solo, 1.5 tackles for loss. And, of course, he had the pick six. DeMar Mathis, you know, 5 tackles as well. Well, actually, 7 total, 5 solo. I mean, on the other side of it, Georgia Tech, I mean, Quez Jackson, 14 total tackles, 4 solo. But that's really, you know, on the Tech side of things, not a whole lot to talk about. I mean, Jeff Sims, 24-33, 359, as I said earlier. Jamar Gibbs, 6 catches, 125 yards. Malachi Carter, 6 catches, 73 yards. I mean, on paper, Tech has a pretty talented team. I'm sure Jeff Collins, I'm getting the Penguins hockey player mixed up with the coach. I think Jeff, I'm sure it was a better handshake this time. It looked like it. I think Tech is a talented team. I think eventually they're going to be a lot better. I mean, their world's better than what they are. It's just when you're going from a Paul Johnson type of thing where it's, you know, the option game and whatnot, and you have to, you know, migrate to something else, it's going to be hard. You're going to be playing a hell of a lot of defense. But, you know, normally I don't drink during the day or early in the afternoon. This is one of those days where I had to crack open a beer and enjoy it because it was a great afternoon. I mean, it's just so intoxicating to watch Kenny Pickett throw the football. Obviously, I'm taking him over Palko. I'm sorry about that, but not sorry. But obviously, Kenny's just was better. It's just watching him just drop back the pass and get that ball out there, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. And when he keeps plays alive, you know he's going to do something with the ball, whether it's scramble for a first down or he may find somebody open. But also, a lot of credit also goes to the offensive line. I mean, they've done a hell of a job giving Kenny time to throw the ball. I think the running game is eventually going to get there. I used to think it was Dave Borbling in the offensive line, but I really think it's more the running backs that we have. Izzy's gone a lot better. I mean, he's looked a lot better this game. I mean, he was feeling it. I thought he should have gotten the ball more. Vincent Davis, he seems to not. I don't know if his field vision just isn't there. We'd love to see more Ronnie Hammond, but maybe this wasn't a Dave Borbley issue or offensive line issue. I mean, it was part of it because Kenny got killed back there. But at the same time, we had really nobody at running back that could emerge. We still haven't had it yet, but we're seeing at least something a little bit better from them. The effort just seems a little bit better from our backs. Overall, it was not much really else to complain about for the most part. Looking around the rest of the ACC, Virginia beats Miami, and Miami had a, you know, despite, you know, having down their third or fourth string quarterback, Miami, they had a chance to win at the end, but they lost 30-20. I'm not sure if it's a hash mark issue or what, but the kicker, all he had to do was hit straight down the middle and he poked it and it dinked like a curving slap shot. You know, when you're playing street hockey, when you take a really good slap shot and it just curves and hits the fucking post. It's like one of those where you're in awe of it and it hits the post and you're just pissed off. NC State beats Louisiana Tech 34-27. Speaking of that, I wonder how my picks did, you know, from last week. I remember I made a whole bunch of picks and I wrote them down. Do I have them? Let me see here. I'm clicking through my computer right now, my work computer. I may or may not. Let's see, I got the Miami pick wrong. So that's a big L. Pit one. So I got the pit minus three. So that worked out for me. Now let's see. Louisville and Wake Forest. I had Wake winning this game. Wake won 37-34. I'm sorry. Shoot. I got to start reading. So Wake is 5-0 and they're ranked. Clemson beat Boston College. I had Clemson win this game, but I said if you're going to take BC, take the points, and they covered. So that's a double win for me. It's amazing because I didn't bet any of these games, and I probably should have bet some of them. I had FSU beating Syracuse. And let's see. They won that one 33-30. That sucks for Syracuse because I thought that was still a big game for them, and that was a game they really couldn't lose, and well, they lost it, so whatever. And that's about it, really. So North Carolina beat Duke, although I said also take Duke plus 20, and Duke didn't cover, so that's 1-1 there. So let's take a look at my wins and losses. So let's see, 0-1, 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, 4-2, 5-2, 6-2. I was 7-2 in terms of the ACC. I mean, in terms of spreads, I was 1-1, but whatever. I thought Duke would cover against North Carolina, but North Carolina obviously was pissed off. Took it out on Duke, the rival, so it makes sense. Clemson beat Boston College, barely. I mean, Boston College was using their backup. I mean, somehow Clemson pulled this one out. I didn't watch it, but from what it looks like, Clemson had a chance and just gave the game away. Let's see. Iowa destroyed Maryland. I had Maryland winning that one. I thought they would take it to them, but obviously seems that Iowa is for real. Amazing, huh? So that's a big L for me. BYU beat Utah State 34-20. Alabama destroyed Ole Miss. I had Ole Miss with the plus 14.5. Yeah, that failed miserably. Man, I'm taking some L's in this top 25. I had A&M beating Mississippi State, and in one of my parlays, of course. All I needed was for A&M to do one fucking job, and they couldn't do it. Michigan won their game. Let's get the rest of these. Yeah, Georgia smashed Arkansas 37-0. That was a given. Stanford beat Oregon. Not surprised about that one. Well, actually, I am, because I thought Oregon would play a little better. Penn State beat Indiana 24-0. That was an obvious bet there. I mean, I think Penn State covered that game too as well, I believe. That was a pretty obvious one because Indiana is just Indiana. They're not that good. Last year, obviously, was a fluke. And it showed. Cincinnati beat Notre Dame 24-13. Yeah, I had them winning that one. Oklahoma beat Kansas State 37-31. A lot of people loved Oklahoma in this. A lot of people loved Kansas State in this one. I'm not sure what the cover spread was, but Kansas State won it. Let's just start reading these down. Florida, Kentucky. I had I had Kentucky losing that game. So, yep, big L on that one. Michigan destroyed Wisconsin. A lot of people, Wisconsin was favoring this one. And if you guys remember from last podcast, I was like baffled as to why these morons were favored. They don't have a quarterback, and I know it's at Wisconsin, but Wisconsin sucks. So Michigan winning that one was no big surprise. Scrolling down the rest of these, Oklahoma State beat Baylor 24-14. UCLA got hammered by Arizona State. I had UCLA winning that game. Shout out to Herm Edwards. I mean, that was, Herm's got them 4-1, and they're, 2-0 in the Pac-12. Auburn beat LSU 24-19. I had LSU winning that one, and, Auburn's not really that good, and I'm not sure about it. I mean, well, Coach O got them what they wanted in a national title, so let's go a little easy on him. How do USC do? Let me see here. Did they play? Oh, we have to get a 1AA. I'm sorry. There was two games on one double A, one A. Let me see. Now, West Virginia. I'm at the, what's it called? Well, Texas beat TCU 32-27. I had Texas winning that one. I thought they would beat TCU this time around. I know TCU loves to brag about their record against Texas the last several games, but at the end of the day, Texas is going to be in the SEC, and you'll be back. You'll be just in the Big 12, so whatever. USC destroyed Colorado with the new coach, obviously. That's what happens. Sometimes you make a coaching change, and teams play better. And I had West Virginia beating Texas Tech, and I think they got manhandled by them. Let me see. Oh, no, they didn't. They lost 23-20, so they really didn't get manhandled. But Mountaineer Field is a tough place to play. And let's see, how did I do on the top? See, I was 7-2 overall in the ACC, but let's take a look at the top 25 and 1A, whatever. See, 3-1, 5-1, 5-2, 5-4, 7-4, 7-5, 8-5. So overall, I was 15-7 for the ACC and the rest of the college football world. Not too bad. Just imagine how I bet a lot of those games. I could have won a lot. I could have took home a profit, but my luck is I would bet on a whole bunch of these games next week, and of course I probably end up going 5-15. It's like those Vegas handicappers who tell you about all their wins and how they're on a tear of, on their picks. And there's a picture of Joy Taylor and Taylor Rooks. Yeah, last time I made any flirty comments on Taylor Rooks, Joy Taylor's page, I think I lost a bunch of followers. Yeah, I'm not doing it. There's something I can say about that, but I'm not going to do it. Nope. Not going to do it. I'll behave. Yeah, I'm just going to casually scroll past that page. Urban Meyer's in trouble. What the fuck's going on here with Urban Meyer? Excuse my language. Urban, obviously, there was a picture of him. Or there was a video of him of oh wow, there's Urban Meyer stuff's heating up, obviously. Wow, there's a lot to read about for all this. But before we get to that, you guys. This whole Urban Meyer stuff would be great if you had the Spotify Green Room app. It's free to download and use. You can talk to other fans, athletes, insiders in real time, and react to breaking news, rumors, and whatnot. This would be a perfect time if, right now, look at this Urban Meyer stuff. You all could get together and talk about it, and there's so much to talk about with this. The videos, there's two different videos, and of course, you'd be in your own room talking about these things. Because, like, for me, for instance, when I commented on the Urban Meyer stuff, because it looked like he was separating himself, I activated one of the Wokenites. And, he called me a right-winger. And I was a right-winger defending my own, which I'm far from right-wing. And obviously this person had no followers. And pretty much, if anything, they're probably just a miserable person in life. And they're going through, I don't know what it is. But, yeah, I mean, Wokenites, Wokebots, whatever it was. It was one of those weirdos. This Spotify Groom app, it'd be a perfect time for this because you don't have to worry about morons like that. And, who knows? Maybe other insiders can come on and talk about this. All I got to do is go to the iOS App Store, the Google Play Store, and just download it and link your Twitter and join a group. And come in with your Urban Meyer takes. But it looks like they're stuck with Urban Meyer, looks like. And like I said, it looked like he was creating some separation between him and his the girl he was with. Because the way his arm was and she was grinding, it looked like he was trying to keep her away. But there was another video of him, basically, rubbing his hands, somewhere on her backside. But based on, you know, his wife's Twitter, Shelly, she didn't seem so bothered by it. So really, I think it's really much ado about nothing. Unless she's really pissed off over. I mean, maybe, who knows? Maybe she knows he does this stuff, and who knows? Maybe maybe it's open marriage. Maybe, you know, she knows that this is, you know, it's part of the, you know, he's gonna do this stuff, and maybe they just, you know, who knows? Maybe she gets hers too. You know, we don't know. If everything's filed as marriage, everything's filed as marriage, but. I'm not sure, you know, look at all this stuff. It just doesn't look, I mean, he didn't travel with this team after the loss, and obviously he was playing around. I think for Urban, in his case, if you're going to do this kind of stuff, you probably shouldn't do it in public. I mean, your best bet is probably to get a hotel room. You know, I mean, what was it? What was that? Any Given Sunday, where the coach, Tony D, I guess, early in the thing, he had an escort over. You know, in his room. I mean, Urban's gonna probably have to do some stuff like this, because I mean, if he's gonna do it, you know, of course his wife's letting him do it. If his wife is all right with it, sure. I mean. You know, maybe he was getting worked up and he was going back home to her. I mean, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot to dissect. But, wow. I don't know what else to say about this, guys. It just, yeah, there's a lot to go through. And I'm sure, in terms of the NFL, this is great for them, because this is more soap opera stuff, more storylines. I say, you know what, keep Urban. If I'm the NFL, I want to keep Urban, because it's driving up the ratings. It's going to drive up a lot of stuff. You want to keep Urban Meyer as long as you can. I say don't fire him yet. I mean, he's done some interesting stuff so far. And I mean, in terms of rings and getting people to talk about the NFL, you keep him. But I guess we'll just end it here, guys. Enjoy your rest of your week. I'll be on later on. Talk about the games coming up, and we'll go over, and you know, we'll go around talking about talk around Pitt's Olympic sports next time. Anyways, guys, hell to Pitt. Talk to you later.